With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station in the country. I'm your host, Jordan Hirsch. Beginning in Major League Baseball, where the Phillies cruised past the Rockies 5-0, Philadelphia did not take long to get on the board, as with two outs in the bottom of the first, JT Realmuto got a hanging breaking ball and did exactly what you are supposed to do with that pitch.
Two balls and two strikes to JT. How about that one? Lifted in the air to deep left center field. Going back is Jones. It is gone! Two-run home run for JT.
Audio provided by MLB.com. The rest of the scoring came courtesy of Bryce Harper, who picked up an RBI double in the sixth and blasted a two-run bomb in the eighth. But enough about offense, because on the mound, Ranger Suarez was masterful. The lefty tossed his second career complete game shutout, allowing just 7 hits, 1 walk, and striking out 8 on 112 pitches. With the win, Philly improves to 10-8 on the season. Up in Queens, the Mets stayed hot with a 3-1 victory over the Pirates. Pittsburgh opened the scoring in the top of the fifth on a Brian Reynolds RBI single, but that would be all they could muster. In the seventh, a Joey Wendell double would plate Francisco Lindor to knot the score at 1. After a balk put New York ahead, Jeff McNeil came to the plate and supplied a little insurance.
McNeil flicks one to left field. That's going to find grass. Base hit. Wendell's in to score. McNeil heads to second. He's got an RBI double, and it's 3-1 New York.
Audio again provided by MLB.com. On the bump, Reed Garrett got the win in relief, striking out 6 batters in 2 innings while allowing just 1 hit and 1 walk. New York has now won 9 of their last 12 games to move above 500 for the first time this season at 9-8. And north of the border, the Yankees fell to the Blue Jays 5-4. It was a big game for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a pair of walks. As for New York, Alex Verdugo went 2-for-4 with a run scored, while Jose Trevino drove in 3 runs. The Jays got an excellent start out of Yusei Kikuchi, who went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run, and fanned 9. The Yanks, who trailed by 4 at one point, would get the tying run 90 feet away with 2 outs in the ninth, but Oswaldo Cabrera grounded out to end the game and drop New York's record to 12-6. Skating over to the NHL, where the Flyers lost to the Capitals 2-1. Late in the first, Alex Ovechkin deflected one past Sam Harrison to put Washington on top. With just under 8 minutes to go in the second, Eric Johnson would light the lamp to pull Philly back even. However, late in the third, TJ Oshie deposited an empty netter to put the Caps up for good. With the loss, the Flyers, who were eliminated from postseason contention earlier in the night after the Red Wings forced overtime against Montreal, finished the season at 38-33-11, while Washington clinches the second Eastern Conference wildcard spot and will meet the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs. And finally, let's bounce things over to the NBA, where the Western Conference play-in tournament commenced on Tuesday. In the 7-8 matchup, the Lakers held on to defeat the Pelicans 110-106. As a result, LA will face the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs. And the Kings blew past the Warriors 118-94. Sacramento will now face New Orleans with the 8th seed on the line on Friday, while Golden State is eliminated. Thank you for listening to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Jordan Hirsch.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?